Title: Report Signals CFPB Taking Aim at Video Game and Virtual Worlds Industries. Content: On April 4th, the CFPB published a new issue spotlight, titled Banking in Video Games and Virtual Worlds, that analyzes the increased commercial activity within online video games and virtual worlds and the apparent risks to consumers, in this case, to online gamers. In particular, this report examines how game assets are being used and the associated risks, including the emergence of products or services that resemble traditional consumer financial products or services. Report's key findings: games and game marketplaces and associated infrastructure increasingly resemble traditional financial products and services. According to the report, companies leverage players' game assets, which include in-game currencies and virtual items, such as skins or cosmetic items, and crypto assets, which can be transacted via in-game and external marketplaces, through person-to-person, P2P, transfers or buying and selling in-game goods and services, by providing services in the form of payment processing, money transmission, and even loans. Some games also allow consumers to convert game assets back to fiat currency. As game assets store greater amounts of value and their use becomes increasingly similar to that of money, there have also been increased reports of users losing access to game assets through hacking attempts, account theft, scams, and unauthorized transactions. Yet, operators of game and virtual worlds do not appear to provide the kinds of consumer protections and data security protections that apply to traditional banking and payment systems. Game companies are collecting large amounts of data on players, tracking purchasing history, spending thresholds, and location data. Game companies have also become adept at monetizing behavioral, personal, and biometric data. According to the CFPB, there is risk that gamers may be harmed when their data is sold, bought, and traded between companies, including for purposes outside of gameplay. The market participants at the center of this report include the companies that publish traditional video games and virtual world platforms and marketplaces which permit buying and selling of in-game assets. The report also references crypto assets which are commonly used in Web3 offerings such as blockchain games and metaverses. The report references well-established and large technology companies that have either launched their own games, or acquired or invested in game companies that offer these products and services. Finally, the report also focuses on third-party systems, e.g., marketplaces and crypto exchanges, used by gamers to transfer game assets to another account or sell the assets for fiat currency. The report notes that these third-party systems collect a large amount of personally identifiable information, including email addresses, game usernames, and log data, such as IP addresses and browser information. Yet, these systems have had a number of data breaches and hacks. Note that the issue spotlight is not intended to impose any obligations or define any rights and is not intended as a CFPB interpretation of any regulation or statute. How evolutions in the business models of games has led to CFPB scrutiny. The business models of games has evolved significantly in recent times. Traditionally, game publishers operated a closed-loop economy. Gamers could spend fiat currency to purchase virtual currency, which could be used to buy virtual items for in-game use only, and there was no way to cash out any of those items. Under this model, game companies typically operate an inventory management system to manage the player's inventory of game assets and license those assets only for use in the game for entertainment value, not player profit. Most video games still do not permit any cash out. However, a number of unauthorized marketplaces have arisen, where players can buy, sell, and trade virtual currencies, virtual items, and even entire game accounts. Additionally, traditional video game models have evolved to include so-called creator economies, where players can create and sell game assets. Some of these creator economies enable users to earn real money from these creations. As the report suggests, from a financial regulatory perspective, these innovations minimally bring into play the potential application of money transmission and electronic funds transfer laws. Separatel.